It's Sunday morning, and our usual discussion with Senator Alphonse D'Amato and John Katsimatidis, and usually we come up and we agree on a lot of things together. Senator, it's Sunday morning. We had Thanksgiving week. Where the heck is the country? Where are we going?
We are in a tragic situation brought on about the incompetent, ultra-liberal leadership of somebody who promised to be a moderate, somebody who promised to bring the country together. President Biden has been anything but that moderate, has not brought the country together, has undertaken policies that the extreme left loves, and people are giving him the benefit of the doubt by saying, oh, well, you know, he's getting older. The people behind him are running it. I say that's nonsense. I say we are seeing the true Joe Biden because he's been elected as president. John, let me ask you, could he have won the Democratic primary if he tried to run to the left of Bernie Sanders? Could he?
Well, Senator, no. My personal belief is the American people got conned that he is far, far different than the moderate that the Democratic Party portrayed. And you know who's paying the price?
We are.
The poor people and some of the middle class, the working people are paying the price by paying more for food. They're paying more for gasoline, and it's a tragedy for those people.
The working middle class who have been fairly successful, who work hard, right? Take a family making $150,000, and they live in the suburbs, and they got to pay their real estate property taxes, etc. They need two cars, all right, because they're out in the suburbs. One of their youngsters, they have two children, is ready to go to college. They're the people. I mean, successful Americans, right, who you and I, when we were growing up, if we had anything like that, we would have been rich. They're struggling. And now you're going to hit them with $200 to $300 a month more in expenses because that's what inflation is going to be costing these people. To run their
inflation,
cars,
the translation
to feed their
of the,
homes, to feed their
you're right,
families.
You're right.
The biggest inflation in more than 30 years. And he's ready to blame it on everything but himself. The energy situation. Who brought about the fact that we don't produce the kind of gas and oil that we at one time did? Who stopped it? You tell me.
The problem is that the word inflation means it's a tax on the poor and the lower middle class and the working people. And it's really hurting them a great deal. It's not hurting the rich. It's hurting them.
Well, no, the rich and the super rich, they don't get hurt. But working families, middle class families, they get crushed. You got a couple of kids in college. And you've got to have these increases taking place. This is incredible. And then, we can open up the oil reserves. It doesn't amount to anything. It amounts to less than 3 days energy supply. And most of that we have to export because there's heavy fuels. But this isn't going to lower the cost of gasoline.
It's make-believe.
It's make-believe, but start developing our oil, our gas.
All he has to do is turn on Alaska and turn on Canada, and they got 100 years worth of oil, Senator.
Absolutely, John. And what about this fiasco? 1 million people plus a year. Some of them are good people. We should let in. I mean, people who come over, criminals who come over, and we say catch and release instead of holding them, vetting them, seeing we're injecting everybody. We say, oh, you have to take your COVID shots. And if you don't do it, you'll lose your job. We have a hospital out here in Long Island, all right? The emergency center at Long Beach, in the city of Long Beach, has been closed down because the hospital can't get enough nurses because there are some who refuse to take the vaccination. So we closed this center down. In the meantime, here we are insisting that healthcare workers take these shots. You have over 100,000 people a month coming into this country, all right? Do they get tested for COVID? No.
No.
How come? What the hell is going on?
I believe me and you believe.
Wake up. Nobody should come into this country if they aren't tested for COVID. Now, that's what I believe. If you're going to be firing police, firemen, healthcare workers because they don't take a shot, and yet you're letting people come in who aren't even being tested, catch and release into the United States. What? Why was the policy of the former president Trump so bad that no, Mexico, you hold them there, we vet them in Mexico, and if we find that they're eligible, we let them in. No, we bring them into America, we let them come in. And then we release them. And guess what? If we separate them from their family, we can pay them $240,000 for being separated. What the heck is going on? It's madness. John, I've never been, and I consider Joe Biden a close friend, came to my wedding, came to the courthouse dedication, in my name after I left the Senate, but I see what's going on. I don't blame others. He's the president. It's him. And he is sinking this country. And forget about Afghanistan. What an incredible thing. Horrific. Why? Because he wanted to get headlines. For the first time in 20 years, America is not at war.
You're absolutely
shame
right, Senator. We both believe, like I was going to say, we both believe in immigration, but we don't believe in an invasion because right now they're just crossing the border, and it's horrible. And without checks and balances, it's the wrong thing to do. Senator Alphonse D'Amato, you continue to speak out for our country. You did a great job as a U.S. Senator, and you continue to speak out for our country, and thank you for everything you say. Have a great Thanksgiving week. We're celebrating all week, and thank you, and be good, and be with your family.
Great being with you, John. You too. Thank now. You. The best.
Take care.